Okay. But first of all, as always, we thank the Bnei Shalom, that we have this opportunity to be here together, Baruch Hashem. We're in this room here right now with Hashkochem and Hashemayim, that we have the Mokoim, and we have our Chevra, Yedidim, Ahuvim, that understand and appreciate what we do here. Hashkochem puts in their heads, in our heads, that we want to grow and you know, Avodas Hashem. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the place, for the Yed Tishmaya, and we should be able to use the opportunity together to grow and to do the purpose, the tachlis of why we're in the world here together, because since it's a Kayan. Yeah. You hear me? I say last week, very briefly, we were working on understanding that one of the main ingredients of Torah is, besides learning Torah, giving over. That's part of the Torah, that giving over, a concept that you understand, the thought that you have, that it's not like one of the milas. It's part of the etzem thing in Torah, I say. That should be trying to work on last week. Just very, very quickly, Baruch, you have something you want to share with us?
About that one?
No, okay. You have something else you wanted to say?
Baruch Hashem.
Halavai, it should be, it should spread the success to everything. Baruch Hashem. If Yaakov, you want to share something?
Try the Shavuos, try to find some interesting thing we have now, so we see if I can actually implement it. And try the good times, I haven't seen people
over
the week.
Wonderful. Assuming you weren't here last week, right? And you weren't here last week.
The board in my pocket I have, the giving over was more difficult. It was, I was found it a couple times, but it was hard for me.
As long as you had it on your head and you had it on the focus, that was the main thing. And
I could get it out.
Yeah, all right. Well, just the fact that you had your, it was a goal in your mind that you, then you wanted it to already with an accomplishment. As Hosea,
I would need more practice on that.
Okay, good. Also, again, I think the fact that you had it in mind already was an accomplishment. Baruch Hashem. Okay, tonight, everybody, I'd like to talk about something, a very, very important thing tonight. Everything is very important, but each thing has its, has its own. It's a very delicate point, Rabbi Say, that we want to speak about tonight. So try to concentrate. We talk about Hashkocha Pratyas, often. Now, whenever we speak about Hashkocha Pratyas, so the Muskul Rishon is that Hashkocha Pratyas always comes together with a story of Yeshua's, of Refuah's, Yeshua's. The person had he found a shidduch. Hashkocha Pratyas. Hashkocha Pratyas, he had a refuah shleima. That through Hashkocha, he met just the right doctor that was the shliach from Hashem that suggested just the right medicine. And Mimela, the person had a refuah shleima. Person was looking for a dira, for an apartment, and looking high and low. Finally, Hashkocha Pratyas, having to meet the right person, and all these Hashkocha Pratyas stories usually end in and Yeshua came, the foolish Yeshua. There's another kind of Hashkocha, Rabbi Say Pratyas, that I'd like to put on the table here tonight. You're walking in the street you're coming to a crossing, and in your mind you're thinking about some niggun, mina meta karasi ka or something, humming it, to yourself. And just as you come to the corner and you're singing it, a car rides by, and just bumish that second as the car rides by and you're singing Mina Mesa, you hear coming out of the car window, Mina Mesa. Just cars riding by, somebody put in a cassette or a CD, Mina Mesa. And just that second as it's riding by, you're singing it to yourself, and here you hear Mina Mesa, as they say. Just that second, you're walking in the street and you're thinking about the name Reuven for some reason. And you look up and you see a big sign, Reuven. Just that, you know, just happen to look up. You know, if you didn't look up, you'd walk by, you wouldn't have seen it. But just as you're walking, you're thinking Reuven, and there's Reuven. Basically, you're sitting in shul, davening in the morning, the Heiliger Beis Tefillah, you're davening Shachris, and saying Pesukah de Zimra, and you're saying, two words, you know, a word to, you know, in the middle of Shachris, Beirach Bonaich, Beshir Beirach, Echveis, Beirach Bonaich, and as you're saying those words, you hear from in the Beis Medrash, somebody else is saying Pesukah de Zimra, they're holding in a different place in davening, and they're saying exactly those same words that you're saying, as you say the words out of your mouth, Hashem Yimloi. You hear from the course of Beis Medrash, Hashem Yimloi, together, simultaneously. Except they're holding in one place, you're holding in a different place. And as you're saying those words out of your mouth, it comes out from the course of Beis Medrash, those same very words.
You know, it happened to me.
Yeah.
That I saw something in the book.
Yeah.
And after this, I see somebody's learning the same way or something.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Somebody said to me something like that.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And all what the Rav said, it happened to my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and now, Abishai, if we think into these things, you think into it, the complication of Hashkacha Prati is that we believe that's really from Hashem, right? Because we believe in Hashkacha Prati, but the complication and the sophistication, right, of the elements that are necessary to bring out such a thing, it's awesome. In other words, that what went into the thing that you're standing by the corner and you happen to be singing, you know, Mina Mesa, you know, in your mind, and then the car rides by, what is necessary for that to come about? All the sophistication of different elements that have to be there. In other words, like Hashem knows that you're singing that and the car happens to be riding by in certain speed, that just as you're staying in the corner, you know, should come by you in that speed, and the guy should shove that CD into the, you know, player or the CD, whatever, the cassette, and she's playing the niggin just as you're standing there. The qualifications of sophistication, that level is awesome. Makes it awesome. It's so awesome that I suspect very often that we don't even really 100% accept that's really Hashkacha. Like, how can that be that the person made it, that the car should be traveling just at that speed, and you're seeing the niggin? But Maminim, we believe in Hashem. How could such a thing like that happen, Rabbi Say? And what comes out from it? What comes out from it? A shidduch, a poor shlema, a dira. What comes out from it? Efes, nothing. Nothing. It's just a cute story, that's all. You have something to come home and, you know, to share with your wife at the supper table, or to tell your kids about it. But what else comes from it? So, Rabbi Say, you mean to say that the Baruch Hashem makes such an awesome, you know, thing to happen, complicated, complex, and sophisticated, for nothing? Like, what's going on over here? You know, we really believe that Moshe Leimo, that's a Hashem. And what do we see, Rabbi said? Like, the fellow, you know, so for a long time, this question troubled us, you know. How do we understand this?
You see a shidduch, no?
What?
You see a shidduch.
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. Nothing. You don't see anything. These stories, they said over that you sing a nigga and the car rides by, nothing happens.
That was with the shidduch or rufa shleimu. It happened rufa shleimu or shidduch. It happened. The charis.
Those kind of things in economy. But I'm talking about this kind of hashkacha. You don't see anything. All you see is that, like, it's cute. That's all. It's a singing again, and the car is playing it. What comes out from that, though?
No, that happened to me once. That I
come, please, please. Yeah. Just listen. Yes, first time.
Yeah.
On seconds, right?
It's not the first time. We did it half a year ago, maybe.
Yeah. Our seconds are. It was a pellet to me, that the brothers are in Kaviyoko, and we believe it's in Hashem. So, what's the reason for this, you know? It troubled me very much. So finally, it struck me what Hashem made this for. Hashem is telling the person, you know, I'm with you, I'm watching over you, I'm here. And only you know the truth and the essence of this, because you know that it's a gift of Hashem is personally showing you and guaranteeing you that He's with you, that He loves you, that He's there watching over you. And only you know the truth, how emes this is, because only you know that you were singing this singing quietly to yourself. And the car was riding by. The truth of this is known only by the person, the beholder, the recipient of this awesome hashgacha mess that happened. Like, I was thinking that, you say that, okay, it's also important, that the real thing is the dira, is the shidduch, is also nice. I was thinking, what's more important than this in the whole world, that our whole life is devoted to one thing, to the bunch of them, and how Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing that, here I'm here with you, what's more important than that? It's beautiful, it's awesome, of a thing. So I was thinking.
Well, what's awesome?
What does it mean? No room. No,
ah, to me. Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, what should we call this? What should we call this? So I gave it a name to myself. I called it, Hashem is smiling at you. Hashem mechayech alecha. Hashem is smiling at you. That's what this means. Hashem knows that from the second that we wake up in the morning, till we drift off to dreamland, sleeping at night time, the whole day, what do? We're only serving Hashem. If you're learning, if you're working, whatever you're doing, you're just serving Him for His purpose. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that you don't see Him, right? You're living in the world of Gashmias, living in the world of materialism, of kosher, of shekel. And Abba Bichain, we are consistent and we're devoted and faithful to the Bnei Shalom. Hashem knows that. That He put us in this world of darkness and shekel. And we hold on, Abba Bichain, the whole day, from the beginning to the end, we're only doing one thing, we're serving Hashem. Either we're working for a panacea so that we should have money, that we should be able to support a family, we should be able to do mitzvahs. If we're learning, we're learning His Torah. The whole day, what do we have in our life? Only serving Him. And we don't see Him, right? Because it's the world of darkness. So Hashem says, my kin, my child, because of your faithfulness, that you believe in me, and you serve me, even though you don't see me. So I'm going to give you a gift, and give you a gift, and give you a gift. I'm going to show you, just to make you feel good, that I'm here with you. It's the most, awesome, beautiful gift that you can give us. So, our question was that, what does Hashem do it for? We have nothing from it. We have everything from it. It's not a decoration. I want to share with you a very interesting thing. At time, it's a very interesting thing. I thought, Mordechai Dolinsky, that I made up this word. Hashem is smiling at you. Now, we just had, a couple of weeks ago, the Parshat, in Parshat Nasai. Isn't it this decoration? It's Meredith. Parshas Moshe, we have the Berachas Kohanim, right? So it says, Yo'er Hashem Pono Ve'lecho, Bichunecho. Yo'er Hashem Pono Ve'lecho. Look, Rashi says, Yo'er Hashem Pono Ve'lecho, what does that mean? Yitein Lecho Ponim Shechukosh, the God of you. I thought, Mordechai Zelinsky, I made up this, this terminology, and Mamash, this is exactly what Rashi, somebody bet me out, to the deal. Rashi, that's the Rashi burning shot in Yor Hashem Ponim Ve'lecho. Yirela Ponim Tzehuvois, Ponim Tzehuvois. Hashem is going to smile at you.
Hashem smiling. What had he found in Rashi? Hashem smiling.
Very good. Except, I'll tell you one thing. That for our purposes, you don't even translate. It's possible. It's true that it's hashkacha because the whole board of our thing is that nothing comes out from it. Here, something came out from it that I discovered, the Rashi. So it's kabbalistic. But the point of our thing here is that you don't see anything practical at all, except that the smile of Hashem. Here, something practical came out that I found the Rashi. So it's beautiful, but the beauty of these hashkachas is that there's nothing practical at all out of it, except that Hashem is showing you He's with you, He helps you. He shows you His presence. So I like Lamaisa. What I want to suggest to for some of us, I believe it happens to everybody, but sometimes we don't have the awareness to even notice it, number one. Some of us notice it, but it's just like, it's a fleeting thought, it's just for a second you see it. And some of us see it, but we think it's a very cute thing, it's a nice thing to tell your wife about and your kids about. It. But I'm just the depth of how crushing it really, really is, how deep it really is. So that's what we're talking about here tonight. To really appreciate, not only notice it, but to go into the depth of the amplitude of how important it really is. That's what we're trying to get across tonight. So I want to suggest to Ugdal and Mai to the exercise every day. First of all, put up your antennas, polish up your antennas, dust them off and get them polished up, the antennas. And spend a few minutes every day thinking, about these experiences. First of all, take note of it, when it happens, and appreciate it, everybody say. You should feel that, Hashem is giving me a special private gift. And write it down, everybody say. Write it down. It's so precious. It's so important. If you realize and think of that Hashem is connecting with you, and you know it, everybody say. Sometimes I feel bad for the Goyim, the Chilonim, that they don't have this. I feel bad because they don't believe, they don't have it. We believe, and Hashem says, you believe in me, and you trust in me, I'm going to give you this gift. So we it's like a cycle, and not a vicious cycle, a positive cycle. Because we believe, so Hashem shows us more that He's with us. Because He shows us, so that gives us chizik more to our and then He shows us even more. People don't believe that, and I'm psychic to this. So they say, where's the God? We know that He's there, and only you know. Hashem shows you personally. Okay, everybody, say it's clear. I wish everybody, wish everybody, we should all be psychic, everybody say. Get this smile from Hashem, everybody say. Get this smile from Hashem. And to come with Rafa of Panas.